just take a moment and pray, and then we'll jump into that. Heavenly Father, we just come before You this day, and we just ask right now that You would open Your Scriptures to us, that You would show us Your purpose for this church, for each of us as individuals. Lord, that as we go through this study of reading this book, and as it shows us time and time again in Your Word what You have said and points out to us how it directs us to Your purpose, Father, might we find those signposts in Your Word and lead them to that goal of giving glory to God, of living for You and the purposes that You have for us. So now, Father, we ask You to just send Your Holy Spirit here to open our hearts and minds to Your Word. Lord, might we take spiritual nourishment and be encouraged and strengthened. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mike, if you could put the slide for our scripture verse for today. Scripture verse comes from Book of Proverbs. Now, I'm going to actually read it to you in a couple different versions. The one that Mike's put up on the screen is in the New King James. Now I got to step over here to read that. It says, "The Lord has made all for Himself, yes, even the wicked, for the day of doom." It's the New King James Version. If you look in the NIV Version, it sounds a little bit different. It says, "The Lord works out everything for His own ends, even the wicked, for a day of disaster." And I want to read one more version, which is the New Living Translation. And I should have marked that one. These pages don't come as part as regularly as this new Bible for me. Here we go. New Living Translation reads this: "The Lord has made everything for His own purposes, even the wicked for punishment." As we look at that, as we change our view on this, as we look at it from a different angle with a different translation, it brings a different perspective to us. Now, the perspectives, you know, what we see, again, all depends on what's influencing our how we look at it. Sometimes there's things in our way when we look at God's Word, when we look at our purpose, when we look at our life. Anybody here ever have something in front of you and in your way of a view? Ever been to a movie and have somebody taller than you sitting in front, or maybe wearing a hat? Had a lake cabin or something, and you looked out and there were bushes in front of between the window and the lake. What do people do when there are those things? Well, if it's just some guy sitting in front of you, maybe you move over a seat, maybe you just lean over, maybe you lean forward and say, "Could you please take off your hat?" See, when there's things in our way of our view, to clear our view, sometimes they can be moved or removed. Sometimes we switch our position. We move around one side to another. In order to clear our view, it does take an action, though. We need to do something. Very rarely will our view be cleared if we just sit there. Now, I can change my position and change my view. If something's in my way, I can step over. Step above, get underneath. But depending upon where I move, my view is going to be a little bit different, isn't it? How we see our life and our purposes is very dependent on how we view things. What is it in our life that is really preventing us from seeing things maybe the way we should or ought? See, you think you see things that you don't. Mike, next slide. Anybody read that for me? Oh, I should have gone with a heavier font, isn't it? That's not a real good... Bold and increase the font size. There you go. We got a couple. Cambridge study. According to a research study at Cambridge University, it doesn't matter what order the letters in a word are. The only important thing is that the first and last letter be at the right place. The rest can be a total mess. You look at that, and you think you're reading the words that are there, but you're not reading the words that are there. You're reading them according to your preconceptions. Your preconceived idea of what it should be. Your mind has made the decision that if a word starts with a T and ends with a T, and if there's an H and A in there, it must be a that. You pick all that up. Now, if you didn't speak English, you probably wouldn't be able to pick it up, at least not as easily. A lot more of the Hmong would have more issue with that than you or I would. But again, we filter things. We look at it. First time I read it, I didn't even realize there were any misspellings. So I got partway through and I'm reading this thing. Oh! We filter things through our perceptions. What are the different? What are the things that filter? There are physical things. There are mental things. There are spiritual things that all affect our perception and filter it. So that when we actually look at it and we clear our view, we can actually see what's honestly there. But we need to be using the right filters, because if we're using the wrong filters, we'll swear up and down the line that what we're seeing is one thing when it might actually be something else entirely. We need to be removing those false filters, those things that skew our perception and cause it to be something other than what it ought. As you do your readings this last week, some of those different topics were brought up. Now, the first thing that we can change is I can change my attention. Okay? Where's my attention? Is my attention on self? Where's my attention on God? If I walk through life with my attention on myself versus my attention being on God, I'm going to see things differently. My view of things, how I look at things, are going to be very different. It will be very different for you too. If I'm walking around, as our society today teaches us to do, thinking that I am the most important thing that there ever was, or ever will be, hallelujah, amen. I mean, that is the gospel of today's consumer society. You deserve it. You need it. In fact, you need two of them. And you should have had it yesterday. How many of you get impatient waiting more than 30 seconds at McDonald's? Okay, why? Because our perception is my attention. At least when I'm there, and when you're there, your attention is on self. I'm what's important here. You need to be serving me. You need to be getting to me now. Honestly, that's the truth. Because that's where focus is. Now, if our attention is set on God, it's going to change everything that we do. If I'm walking through life putting God first over me, it is going to change the way I view everything. And it will change the way you view everything. Another thing you can change is your perspective. Okay? How you look at it. The second day's reading dealt with the intentionality of God. Okay, now if I look at things, if I look at the world, my perspective is that the world is a chance occurrence. That somehow the dice were rolled and this all came together. That somehow or other, you know, one molecule bumped another molecule and they shook hands and they became an amoeba. You know, I'm waving hands here. That, if that's my idea, is that it's just all, to use the gambling phrase of a crapshoot, that's all it is. My life is, my attitude about life is going to be, in my view of things, is going to be way different than if I look at it and say, everything is intentional. Everything was put there for a purpose. If I just think it's chance, if I just thought that it was a chance that that particular phrase was in today's daily bread, oh, it was just a chance that, you know, this happened, that happened. It's not a chance. If I look at things and say, you know, God was intentional in making me, in making you, in making that tree over there, in doing that blade of grass. If I look at everything as intentional, that it was done, that it was made intentionally, then I start thinking about why. And now, instead of saying that there is no purpose, I start looking for the purpose. The intentionality. And I'm viewing it and I'm seeing, that was put there for a purpose. I was put here for a purpose. God intentionally made me just the way I am. Why? Why am I like the way I am? Why am I wired so weird? Okay? I am not a normal person. Of course, I've never really met a normal person. Don't know what one is. Do you? You take, suppose, you know, if you take the average, you put everybody together, and you find somewhere out there, there should be somebody who is quote-unquote normal. But I haven't met him yet. We all got our quirks, our differences, our strange things, and God knows each and every one of them, and He made us with those things. I'm not going to get into the part that we can pervert things and yada, 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 but just let's get into the part that God made you, God made me, and He knew that when He did it. It wasn't an accident. He didn't, oh gosh, I made a Peggy. What I really meant to make was a Louise. No. When God made Peggy, He meant to make Peggy. Yeah, you kids are trying to duck down low. Stay out of sight. But God made you when He made you because that's when you were supposed to be made. Okay. Next thing that we can do about clearing our view is our intent. As I said, when we realize that there's an intentionality, we start looking for the purpose, the focus. Okay? If I'm looking at things or trying to view and trying to find the purpose of it, I'm focusing on it. I start looking at it a little bit closer. I start seeing things that I didn't see previously. When we had that up there, I read it the first time, as I said. I looked at it. Put that slide back up again, Mike, or Jason, who's ever running that. You know, you look at that. When I look at that with focus, I start seeing that L-T-T-E-E-R-S doesn't say letters. This is skeers. I can see that something's wrong there. But when I didn't look at it with focus, I just looked at it and I just read it. I kid you not, I just read it. Until, like, the words that I was reading imparted the meaning to me and say, oh, you know, this, let's look a little bit closer. It's that focus. Okay, blanket. Now, as we look at it with, go from focus, instead of just glancing at things, but actually paying attention to them, that does change our view and how we view things if we actually pay attention to them. If you pay attention to what I say versus just, oh, pastor's talking, yeah. It makes a difference. You know, we now can look at the next days, which dealt with the immediacy versus eternity. If we're looking at life, you know, this filter that we have of, am I living for today? Do I think that's all there is? Or do I understand that God made me for an eternity, that I'm living for an eternity? That today is no more than the cover sheet on the book of eternity. You know, all that happens in our entire life is no more than just the cover sheet for the entire Encyclopedia Britannica or more. I mean, that's probably not even giving you a large enough idea. If I'm living for immediacy, for now, I'm going, I don't care about eternity. Well, yeah, then it's eat, drink, and be merry. You know, if my actions carry no repercussions into eternity, why should I consider that? But if I look and I say, what I do now has repercussions, it affects all of the future. If I drive down the road at 50 miles an hour and I don't stop for the stop sign, because there might be a repercussion. Now, if I think all I have is the right now, well, maybe I don't care. But if you know, say, you know, I think I might even have tomorrow too. Maybe I do want to stop for the stop sign. Not only do we have tomorrow, but there's an eternity. And when we consider that, it changes the entire way. You know, if I have to pay a little bit right now in order to get something later, it's like going to school to get a degree. You got to go to school, you got to go to the class. You had to pay that price so you could get the degree, so you could get out and become pastor. That's what I had to do. I had to go back to school and get my degree. And I had to drop my job and I had to go pay that price. Why? Because I knew God had called me to do something later in my life. There was something else. When we look at that sense of eternity, it doesn't indeed say, you know, if we measure the two against each other, this is entirely outbalanced by this. No matter how much you can pile on this scale is too small on this side to be counterbalanced by all of eternity. All the blessing of eternity could never be overbalanced by an entire lifetime of suffering. You could suffer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 120 years, and it would still be so counterbalanced as to make every second of that suffering worth it for the eternity of blessing with God. Now, does that not change your perception, your view? When you look at life and you look at suffering here, you say, you know, yeah, I got some suffering here now, but, you know, it's all going to be taken care of later. God, anybody ever work out in order to get a little stronger? It's uncomfortable, but it leads benefits in the future. That's the view. our perspective on how we're looking at things. Is it a test? God has shown us that our life is indeed a test. That each day He is testing us. Showing us. And the tests are meant to also train us and teach us. A true test, a good test does. But we are tested. How will we react? Will we turn and give God the glory? Or will we try to take it for ourselves? It's also a trust we've been given. Because if I look at the world and I say, yes, what I have isn't mine, but it's indeed God's. You don't think that doesn't differentiate the way the person who says, yeah, what I have is mine? It's not God's? I understand that everything I have is a trust from God. It's going to definitely change the way we work and view things. And as we go through and we see that life is indeed temporary, you know, as I talked again earlier, that what's going on right here is temporary. This is a temp position. The one for eternity comes upon our graduation to heaven. I had issues with that. I was on the Memorial and Resolution Committee. I was secretary for that this year. And I was telling Mike, you know, I've got issues with the phrasing because they use, you know, these people have been promoted to being present with the Lord. And I said, what does that mean? If you actually think about it, you can maybe figure out, oh, they died. And they're with God now. So I changed the wording and I said, you know, these people have died and have been promoted to the position of now present with the Lord. I'm simple-minded. I need things to be fully explained to me. But when I understand that this is just temporary, I just got to get through the right now, and then I've got all of eternity, it does indeed change entirely the way I look at things. See, the Lord has made everything for His own purposes. We were made for His purposes. That's the verse that we looked at. We looked at it from a couple different angles, a couple different translations. Another verse that says basically the same thing is Romans 11:36. Again, if you've been doing the reading, you've seen this. And it says, "For Him and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen." For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. You see, this life and this world is not centered and built for Bruce. It is indeed centered and built for God and His glory. Its purpose is not to bring glory to Bruce. It's to bring glory to God. And as we walk through our lives, as we view, if I use that for my filter, that this isn't about me, but it's about God. It's all about Him. It's all about Jesus. Then my view will be cleared and I will see God's purpose. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You that You have helped us to clear our view. That You have given us these things and shown us these things so that we can see You clearly. That You have sent Your Holy Spirit that will encourage us to look to You and truly lead our lives that way. Lord, help us to clear our view. Help us to remove those things, those attitudes, those actions in our lives which keep us from keeping You as the center and the focus. From recognizing Your intent, from seeing that You do indeed love us. And first and foremost, everything flows from that So, Father, we pray Your blessing on this next week's reading. That as You lead us through this journey, we would be blessed. And we would indeed worship You in truth in all our actions. In Jesus' name, amen.